crazy, but true, they got some good writers or whoever wrote that stuff.
Well, they took experiences and put them together.
It's amazing how true a lot of that stuff is, really. Uh-huh. It's pitiful.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm sure a lot of people think it's just all fun.
No.
Well, now, when you were growing up in the town, was it about the same size it is now?
Oh, yeah.
The house?
Yes.
Oh, yes, the same size.
Well, now, what did you refer to this room as?
That's always been just the family room.
Whatever.
We have no den. We just have the, wherever Mr. Abbott sat by the fireplace, he built to just finish tobacco juice in.
Oh.
And so that's the family room.
It's the family room. That's
yes.
What I was wondering. And you would call it the living room or the...
Yeah.
Well, it's either one, just whichever way around.
I've been told the living room used to be on the other side.
Yeah, but we got all of our kids together. When this one come, we had to have a little more room. So I took that for my bedroom, where the boys, where they were. I could give them their Bible and their baby bed and things.
But the rest of the house didn't change anything, except for when we remodeled it.
I remodeled, yeah, inside.
It used to be a kitchen and then a... And what was it? What'd you call it? Other thing, kitchenette.
A little breakfast nook.
Breakfast room. Oh.
That was in the 35. They went over big, but they found out the little breakfast nook was too little.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way it is now. Have all your kitchen, and you can have your company in your kitchen nowadays. It's not like it used to be, because the kitchen was always kind of hid and fastened up so nobody could see it.
Oh.
Dish rag was hung in sight. The pots and
pans
were left.
The ironing board.
Oh, and the stupidest thing was all was. Well, we had to open up the back porch and add it into this room here. They made an ironing board open right smack dab in front of the door.
Oh, they did?
And to get in the door, through the door, you had to close the ironing board up every time.
And it closed up into the wall.
And closed up in the wall.
And when you opened the door, the ironing board folded out. And it folded right out on my head one day.
Oh, no.
But they don't do those anymore. Those were arrows that they...
Plain. Mm-hmm. I was about that high, and when I opened that door, the ironing board...
This rock came from... It's Arkansas stone. It was brought in.
I was going to ask you.
It has 102 tons, I think he said, in the house. The walls.
Daddy claimed one time they give it to him to haul it off.
No, they didn't. He paid for it. You had to have a regular stone man then, but nowadays they've learned how to. And the house, measuring from the inside of the center wall to the outside, is approximately 16 to 20 inches. In places, it's deeper than others, according to how deep the stone is outside.
How about the ceiling?
I think they're just 8 foot, aren't they? Yeah. They're not high ceilings. See, in 35, they were building them lower.
That's right.
It was papered
through. Considered a modern house.
And this was, sure.
Oh, yes, it was open for the public to come and view.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was.
Every day we'd run around and see if everything was picked up, because never knew who was going to knock on the door and see your house inside.
Well, they built this house a little backwards, and now how they build a stone house. They build a wood frame on this, and then they put the rock outside and then poured the concrete between them.
Mm-hmm. You might say made a house and then put the rock around it.
Yeah.
Now they built the house and then they just stick the rock next to it.
Uh-huh.
It's rock on the outside and then it's got concrete between, because they had a lot of trouble later on with termites because they didn't pin it.
We have no termites. The termite business is gone, I guess, here. You can't have any wood down where it can be.
Finally got it sealed off on the bottom.
We have our own wood.
Oh.
We have wood burning fireplace all winter.
Oh, that's good.
But we do have central heating and that too when it was remodeled, because Mr. Abbott couldn't pack in wood like it used to.
Well,
they used to bring in a log.
Here too. That was nice.
Had attic fan. You don't have the attic fans anymore. Oh, I like the heating and cooling system. We didn't throw away anything of old timey though, except the old windows. It was just little, you know, 6-pane windows.
Uh-huh.
We got rid of all of those and got the
so hard to open.
They were. You couldn't get them up and down. Wood swell, you know, in wet weather.
Every time they paint them, you couldn't.
We plan on doing a little bit more remodeling whenever we can get to it. We may be next year before we get it done, but we got to do a little bit out the back. And our driveway's kind of falling apart out there. They just don't have porta-cochés anymore on driveways.
Mm-hmm.
So we reshape it a little bit. Still be in aerial with it. Something else I was going to ask.
Oh,
well, go ahead. What else?
Oh, I was going to ask you about now the house that you remember best from your childhood. I guess it's probably the one you remember after you
was a child.
Here, would be the one.
We owned our home at 205 South Franklin on Franklin Street.
On Franklin Street.
It was a big old big house.
Uh-huh.
It was owned by a Dr. Schoaf, and this Dr. Schoaf had his receiving room and waiting rooms. It had two dining rooms and two kitchens.
Oh.
And it had a big old smokehouse attached to it. And we bought it way back.
How many bedrooms?
It only had two bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
And it had a big, big hall, closed-in hall, that we used for a room, and you put a folding bed in it if you had extra company. It was not heated. You had to have old coal heaters and wood heaters, old long ones. You'd pull the lid back and back like this and stoke your fire. Mm-hmm. It was a cold house. Mm-hmm. But it was big and roomy, and we enjoyed it.
Did you have a room in there that was just for people to sit in? I mean, for
yes,
nothing?
Ma'am. We used the center hall was our sitting room.
You called it the sitting room.
Yeah. If we had company like you come in, we never took you any further in the house than in that hallway.
That is that sitting room.
But we had no sofa. It was chairs.
Uh-huh. I was wondering about that. Did people have rooms? Now, at that time, did people have rooms they referred to as parlors?
Yes, ma'am. Only ours, we called it... I believe Mama always called it the sitting room. She called it the sitting room because it was, but it wasn't.